There we go. I do. It's segregated. You've segregated us by gender now that you've moved Director Kuhl over there. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Expo Construction Line Authority Board meeting of Thursday, January 6th. Let us start with the roll call. I am Mike Bonham, the chair. We are joined by Director Pam O'Connor, Director Megan Kelly-Wells, Director Sheila Kuhl, Kelly, and Jay Greenstein being here today. Let us report on the agenda. First item number 3, is approval of the minutes from December 3rd, 2015. I'll move. Motion and second. Without objection, that item is approved. Next item number 4, is public comment. Do we have any public comment cards today? All right, well, let's move on. The next item is our consent agenda. I have a conflict on 2 of the items, so I'd like to bifurcate the consent agenda and do items A and D separately. So consider items A and D where I will excuse myself. So move. So without objection and with my abstention, items A approved, which leaves items B and C. Is there a motion to approve? Okay, without objection, approved. Item 6, there are no general board actions today. Item 7, there are general board file items.
Mr. Olson will present this item.
Phase 1, again, we're still working with mainly the City of L.A. right now just to complete just a couple of outstanding items with them. Finally closing out the first phase of the project with them. Ridership for November was 30,830, so again, ridership of the preliminary projections. For phase 2, some of our construction photos, this is work at the Culver City Station Plaza, so that work is ongoing. This is some paving, some final paving at Sentinel Avenue. This is out in front of the, one of the entrances to the maintenance facility. This is a parking area out in front of the Bundy Station, striping and the signage there. Here is the entrance off of Stewart to the maintenance facility. And this is some string lights. It's a betterment for the City of Santa Monica down Colorado Avenue at the completion milestones on the project. We actually submitted our application for turnover of the main line for free revenue to Metro on November 25th. Metro is circulating that application for final executive management sign-off, and we anticipate having that sign-off sometime by next week for Metro to go into full free revenue operation. Substantial completion granted to Gerados, for the main line on December 18th. We received our temporary certificate of occupancy for the operation facility on December 30th. We are now preparing our turnover application for Metro for the maintenance facility. Anticipate having that sometime in the middle of this month. And we're still on target for April or May revenue operations. So a lot of good work here in the last couple of months as far as knocking things off and working to get the system turned over to Metro so they can start doing what they need operations-wise for our revenue date. As far as work on the design-build, the alignment design-build contract, train control systems, punch list work is ongoing. We're working on station lighting and communication, wrapping up the signage. We're doing some final roadway improvements, including the landscaping and the irrigation. Contractor is preparing to do the hydromulching Overland and Westwood, and the installation of lighting were required between the I-10 box and military. And he's continued to work on other outstanding punch lists. Colorado Avenue, I think we talked about the safety enhancements at the last board meeting. So we've been working with the city of Santa Monica, got most of that done, painted the median curb and installed reflectors on top of the curb along the guideway alignment. We put in some enhanced signage and striping, so all that work is complete. And the board took the action today to install the fence that the city of Santa Monica, Metro, and ourselves felt was needed for the project as safety is concerned. The operations maintenance facility, the final punch list is being developed. Again, as I mentioned, we'll start the turnover application. And the buffer zone in front of the facility, which the city of Santa Monica is going to construct a park, is now complete and ready for turnover to the city. A bikeway contract, that work is nearing completion of the final inspection. As far as our local and small business program goes, again, SRJV has employed 309 small businesses, which 219 are local, over $153 million committed to small businesses, $81 million to a local, and they continue to work on insurance waivers to allow more firms to purchase. As far as the goals go, as far as a small business, right now, they are exceeding the 20% goal. They're at 23.11%. And they're also exceeding 7% SPE goal. They're at 11.93%. Project wraps up. It looks like the goal is goal. As far as the local jobs program goes, for the last period, they had like 82.4%. 9%. That concludes my presentation. Questions?
Board members, any questions? Okay. All right, that brings us to the CEO comments.
Actually, we have item 7B that
we're
going to
add to
the agenda.
Please go ahead.
The board at the last meeting asked for a matrix of some of the major elements that need to be completed before we can shut down the agency and basically go out of business. We have passed out a definition. We realize that some of you may not be as familiar as we are with terms such as substantial completion and what that really means. But so we have put together a list and a kind of a summary of what those mean. Identified some of the major items that need to be completed in order to close out the project. We've estimated when they may be done, and we'll certainly keep this up to date. As Mr. Wilson indicated, one of the elements, the SRGV LRT substantial completion, we have granted as of December, so that one now is complete, and we estimate that hopefully sometime this month we will grant substantial completion for the maintenance facility as well. So as we go through these, we will, as we complete them, we will identify the dates completed so we can start checking these off. So if you have any questions about the matrix, be happy to answer.
Alex? Okay, thank you very much. So that brings us back to you with item number 8, CEO comments.
I have nothing further.
Okay, that brings us to item 9, board member comments. Yes, right on my right.
I had a question and a comment first. I had a question from my colleague, Member Clark, about the sign. I think this is probably a question for Metro. We have signage at all of our stations that says what time it is, but not when the next train is coming. So there a plan to get on a schedule where the rider will know, you know, sometimes over the intercom it'll be announced next train in 5 minutes, but to have it written down would make sense. Help people manage their time.
Yeah, you're right. The question's probably better to Metro, and I don't know if Rick has an answer for that or whether we could just look into it and get back.
Can you come closer to the mic? One of the mics. Felt so far away out there in the bleachers.
Yeah.
Right now.
So I know that they're programming those signs. I don't know what language they're putting onto the signs. I can find out and get that.
But Rick, I think the question is whether or not the signs, when they become operational, will say next 3 minutes, kind of like they do in the subway portion. And right now, I know they don't. And I was wondering if Metro has plans. It's an operations question. You know, again, I know that they're programming those signs. But I don't know what information that they'll have on.
So we'll research it and get back to you, if that's
can
okay.
We give that as input? That would be nice for writers to have.
Absolutely.
They know that it would be something that would be useful. And another, my other quick comment was directed to Metro, so for coming closer to us. I saw today at the Culver City that there was a survey about parking that was put out, and I wanted to share my appreciation because, especially because at the Culver City Station, we're going to have a major construction going on, and the parking we currently have there is temporarily moving away and then back. Parking is a huge question from Culver City residents and those expo lines, soliciting that side of feedback. Is not only a good thing, but my request is that share the information, the feedback that Metro does get from that survey with us. We would certainly appreciate that.
Absolutely, we'll do.
Well, I was just going to add, I had a great tour of the maintenance facility with our director, CEO Rich Thorpe, and my city manager, Rick Cole, earlier in the week, and very exciting. Good neighbor in the city of Santa Monica, which I think is important for Metro overall, because as the system is built out more, the more maintenance facilities that are needed, and then examples of those that can function well and be a good neighbor will be important. Yeah. Looking good.
Thank you. What are we hearing the latest on opening day?
Opening day. Metro, as Metro accepts the line for the turnover, then they will announce the date within 30 days.
So the acceptance of the line and combined, once we have accepted the project, then we'll announce that within 30 days of that.
But we're at a point where they're outrunning trains. Fully anticipate that it will be on our original target of end of April, early May.
Two items. One, briefly, I passed out a motion for that obviously we can't discuss today. We're able to prepare it in time for today's meeting, but Councilman Caretz has asked that's this motion at the next board meeting. He's hoping that meeting, there's not a lot long gap between this meeting and the next one. There is some urgency involved in this item. So we look forward to discussing this item at the next board meeting. Secondly, Councilman Kretz and I discussed an issue that he'd like me to make mention of, and that is maintenance of replacement street trees. I know that many of the street trees in our district, and I believe also in Council District 11, have been planted over about the last 6 weeks. I think there was even some planting going on this past Monday. But as of now, from my understanding from our City Bureau of Street Services staff who worked on the project, there's no formal agreement yet on the maintenance of those street trees. And Brett wants to make sure that we have something in place within the next couple months for that. Well, this has been discussed for several years now, and we're down to the 11th hour. The last thing that we want to see in our district, and I'm sure Bonin would agree, is in trees that are dying because they're not maintained properly, and that any trees that happen to die are not really replaced during that time. So we worked on another I've worked on another project, the 405 project, corridor project, which Metro project. And, took a while of some doing, but we were able to work out an agreement for a replacement of trees with some help from Betty's office and also from Supervisor Kuhl's office. It may be a good model that we can use and we can discuss for this project. We're about to, early this year, start planting some trees in some communities along that corridor with some nonprofits that work with our program, City Plant, our nonprofit for the city of LA. We may want to develop a program like that for replacement trees, CD5 and CD11 on the city. So we wanted to raise that issue now. We're running out of time, and we want to make sure that it's done appropriately. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, that concludes board member comments. This is the balance of our public session agenda. We have some closed session items. Do we have somebody to read the record?
Yes, Mr. Chair. We will be meeting in closed session item the public employee evaluation and appointment, Government Code Section 957.6B1, position of chief executive officer. We do not anticipate report of action.
So do we come back afterwards?
Come back at your
All right. So we will recess into closed session.